From Charybdis, Piscla. Night comes on early in January. The streets were already dark when Gringer issued forth from the courts. This gloom pleased him. He was in haste to reach some obscure and deserted alley, in order there to meditate at his ease, and in order that the philosopher might place the first dressing upon the wound of the poet. Philosophy, moreover, was his sole refuge, for he did not know where he was to lodge for the night. After the brilliant failure of his first theatrical venture, he dared not return to the lodging which he occupied in the Rue Grenier sur l'Eau, opposite to the Porte aux Foins, having depended upon receiving from Monsieur the Provost for his epithalamium the wherewithal to pay Master Guillaume d'Alc's sire, farmer of the taxes on cloven-footed animals in Paris, the rent which he owed him, that is to say, 12 sols Parisian. 12 times the value of all that he possessed in the world, including his trunk hose, his shirt, and his cap. After reflecting a moment, temporarily sheltered beneath the little wicket of the prison of the treasurer of the Saint-Chapelle, as to the shelter which he would select for the night, having all the pavements of Paris to choose from, he remembered to have noticed the week previously in the Rue de la Savaterie, at the door of a councillor of the Parliament, a stepping stone for mounting a mule, and to have said to himself, that stone would furnish, on occasion, a very excellent pillow for a mendicant or a poet. He thanked Providence for having sent this happy idea to him, but, as he was preparing to cross the place, in order to reach the tortuous labyrinth of the city, where meander all those old sister streets, the Rues de la Barillerie, de la Ville Draperie, de la Savaterie, de la Juverie, etc., still extant today, with their 9-story houses, he saw the procession of the Pope of the Fools, which was also emerging from the courthouse, and rushing across the courtyard, with great cries, a great flashing of torches, and the music which belonged to him, Gringer. This sight revived the pain of his self-love. He fled. In the bitterness of his dramatic misadventure, everything which reminded him of the festival of that day irritated his wound and made it bleed. 5080 was on the point of turning to the Pont Saint-Michel. Children were running about here and there with fire lances and rockets. Pest on firework candles, said Gringer, and he fell back on the Pont au Change. To the house at the head of the bridge there had been affixed 3 small banners, representing the king, the dauphin, and Marguerite of Flanders, and 6 little pennons on which were portrayed the Duke of Austria, the Cardinal de Bourbon, M. de Beaujeu, and Madame Jean de France, and Monsieur the Bastard of Bourbon, and I know not whom else, all being illuminated with torches. The rabble were admiring. Happy painter, Jean Furbald, said Gringer with a deep sigh. And he turned his back upon the bannerets and pennons. A street opened before him. He thought it so dark and deserted that he hoped to there escape from all the rumors as well as from all the gleams of the festival. At the end of a few moments his foot came in contact with an obstacle. He stumbled and fell. It was the maitresse, which the clerks of the clerk's law court had deposited that morning at the door of a president of the parliament, in honor of the solemnity of the day. Gringer bore this new disaster heroically. He picked himself up, and reached the water's edge. After leaving behind him the civic TOURNELLE asterisk and the criminal tower, and skirted the great walls of the king's garden, on that unpaved strand, where the mud reached to his ankles, he reached the western point of the city, and considered for some time the islet of the Passer aux Vaches, which has disappeared beneath the bronze horse of the Pont Neuf. The islet appeared to him in the shadow like a black mass, beyond the narrow strip of whitish water which separated him from it. One could divine by the ray of a tiny light the sort of hut in the form of a beehive, where the ferrymen of cows took refuge at night. Asterisk a chamber of the ancient Parliament of Paris. Happy ferryman, thought Gringer, you do not dream of glory, and you do not make marriage songs. What matters it to you, if kings and duchesses of Burgundy marry? You know no other daisies, tilde margurites tilde, than those which your April greensward gives your cows to browse upon, while I, a poet, am hooded, and shiver, and owe 12 sous, and the soles of my shoes are so transparent, that they might serve as glasses for your lantern. thanks, ferryman, your cabin rests my eyes, and makes me forget Paris. He was roused from his almost lyric ecstasy by a big double St. Jean cracker, which suddenly went off from the happy cabin. It was the cow ferryman, who was taking his part in the rejoicings of the day, and letting off fireworks. This cracker made Gringer's skin bristle up all over. "Accursed festival," he exclaimed, "wilt thou pursue me everywhere? Oh, good God, even to the ferryman's." Then he looked at the seine at his feet, and a horrible temptation took possession of him. "Oh," said he, "I would gladly drown myself, were the water not so cold." Then a desperate resolution occurred to him. It was, since he could not escape from the Pope of the Fools, from Jehan Furbolt's banners, from matresses, from squibs and crackers, to go to the Place de Grève. "At least," he said to himself, "I shall there have a firebrand of joy wherewith to warm myself, and I can sup on some crumbs of the three great armorial bearings of royal sugar which have been erected on the public refreshment stall of the city."